This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. As Ukraine marks 3 months since the start of the Russian invasion, residents in the capital, Kyiv, have commemorated those who have been lost since the start of the conflict. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A lawn in a square in the capital has been strewn with small Ukrainian flags, put out in tribute to those who've lost their lives. While at Independence Square, residents look at a destroyed Russian tank, and nearby, sandbag monuments are a reminder of the ongoing war. Resident Daria Boryzyuk says Kyiv is already being restored, and institutions are working. Many people, she says, are on the streets. Everyone is slowly returning to the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An advisor to the mayor of the port city of Mariupol said Tuesday workers removing rubble from a collapsed apartment building in the devastated Ukrainian city found about 200 corpses in the building's basement. On the social media site Telegram, Petro Andrushenko said the bodies were decomposing and that the stench permeated the neighborhood. It's not clear when they were discovered, and the report could not be independently verified. The port city of Mariupol was relentlessly pounded during a nonstop month-long siege that finally ended last week after some 2,500 Ukrainian fighters abandoned a steel plant where they made their last stand in the strategic port city. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry said Tuesday Russian forces have increased the intensity of their operations in the eastern Donbas region in Ukraine as they tried to encircle multiple cities, including the city of Severodonetsk. This is VOA News. The president of the World Health Assembly announced Tuesday the World Health Organization has re-elected Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as director general for another 5 years. The vote by secret ballot announced by Ahmad Robla Abdillah from Djibouti at a major annual meeting was seen as a formality since Tedros was the only candidate running. Ministers and delegates took turns to shake his hands and hug Tedros, a former health minister from Ethiopia, who has steered the UN agency through a turbulent period dominated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The president had to use his gavel several times to interrupt the applause for Tedros. As after the vote, from his Twitter account, German Health Minister Karl Lauterbach Tuesday called the 155 out of 160 balloting in favor of Tedros a spectacular result and fully deserved. Germany recently overtook the United States as the WHO's top donor nation. Zimbabwe is seeking international support to be allowed to sell its stockpile of seized ivory, saying the $600 million it expects to earn from the sale is urgently needed for the conservation of its rapidly growing elephant population. The Southern African nation opened a three-day international conference Monday at the Hwange National Park, the country's largest wildlife reserve, to try to win global support for its campaign to be allowed to sell its ivory stockpile. Officials warn if Zimbabwe is not permitted to sell off its 130 metric tons of ivory, estimated to be worth $600 million, officials warn it may quit the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, which banned ivory sales in 1989. Zimbabwe wildlife officials said they desperately need the funds to manage the elephant population, which they say has grown to dangerous size. A Moscow court Tuesday upheld a 9-year prison term for opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is already behind bars for a previous conviction he and his supporters have called politically motivated. Navalny took part in the hearing via a video link from a prison in the Vladimir region. The Kremlin critic used his final statement in court to condemn the Russian authorities for launching the ongoing unprovoked invasion of Ukraine, and he reiterated his previous statements that all the charges against him have been politically motivated. Navalny was handed the sentence on March 22nd after the court found him guilty of embezzlement and contempt charges that he and his supporters have repeatedly rejected as being politically motivated. Navalny was arrested in January upon his arrival in Moscow from Germany, where he'd been treated for a poison attack with what European labs defined as a Soviet-style nerve agent. Repeating this hour's top news story, as Ukraine marks 3 months since the start of the Russian invasion, residents in the capital, Kyiv, have commemorated those who have been lost since the start of the conflict. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This